right. That was music by Mark Beachy, an Ojibwe from Northern Ontario, from the Matachewan Band. And welcome to the Native Peoples Programming. My name is Mike Beachy, and with me in studio is Dan Smoke. And today we have a special guest from Calgary, Alberta. And I asked Dan, would you like to introduce our special guest here?
Thank you, Mike. Yes, I'm sitting in here with a couple brothers from the Western provinces, and they are here as part of the London International Children's Festival. They are here for till Saturday. They arrived Tuesday night. They are called the Chatty Kazi Dancers. Now, Chatty Kazi, as I understand it, translates into Red Thunder, and I would just like to introduce our listening audience to Lee Crowchild and Quentin Pipestem. So would you just like to introduce your nation and what reserve you hail from?
Well, for myself, I come from the Sutina Nation that's located just southwest of Calgary, Alberta.
And for myself, it's the same. I come from Sutina Reserve.
Okay, so that translates into that's like Plains. Is that Plains Nation or is
yeah?
That
we're no, we're Tsuut'ina. We're of the Athapascan dialect. Just so as a reference point, maybe our relatives to the south, the real well-known ones are the Apache and the Navajo. And yeah. North would be the Chippewa and the Dene'ita and Dog Rib, Slavey. All the ones that speak the Athapascan dialect. Those are what we're related to.
Okay, so that's like a family linguistic group.
Yeah, family linguistic group. Tsuut'ina actually means many people, or we're part of the Beaver people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so could you tell us how you came to arrive here in London? Like a little bit about what is it that your dance troupe, where do you go? What are your objectives as a dance troupe? I know that's cross-cultural. You want to share a little bit about that?
Okay, how we got to London, it's quite a long story, but these children's festivals, they're becoming quite popular all across Canada, United States, and we did the Vancouver Children's Festival last year, and through our own promotions and that, the organizer for London Children's Festival thought to call us, and it's been a one-year sort of back-and-forth negotiation to get here, and that's basically how we got here. Our dance company, we always tour with a number of six or seven people. I suppose we've just taken something that a lot of people have grown up with is a sort of a native belief in the way we want to present ourselves, and that native dance is one element of that. And it's very visual, so we take that and we go into the schools and perform in various schools. We actually complement a lot of social studies programs when they're studying about the Great Plains Indians. Last year we did 320 school performances. So we travel around quite a lot. Our longest tour has been for 13 weeks nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Killed us, but we did it.
Sounds like you're really busy. I mean, you're really meeting a lot of people, and you're meeting a lot of native brothers, mm-hmm. sisters yeah. on yeah. these journeys.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in meeting them. You're sharing a lot of your ways, and at the same time, you're learning other ways.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Quentin, how did you come into being on the troop?
Well, I've been with the troop now it's going on to 4 years, and I'm right now one of the longest members that's been with Red Thunder, Chare Kaze. And I started as a summer job over the summer, and then from there, just evolved from there, because I really liked the performing, and I was learning lots, traveling. And it worked out for me that it kept me, like being on the road at some like 13 weeks at a time or 8 weeks, kept me away from home, which was all right. It was keeping me out of trouble, and kind of, I could say, turned a leaf for myself, being on the road, learning new things, and I really grew involved with it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you have really come to an identity of your native roots, and this helps reinforce who you are.
Oh yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Going out and showing other nations, other people, exactly, you know, what your ways are, from where you come from. So you have a really good understanding of your roots, and that, I think that's really important. Like, you're, how old are you?
I'm 19. 19. And I'll be turning 20 in this end of July.
Yeah, because that's an age at which we seem to be wandering and kind of wondering, but you seem to have a good grasp of, you know, what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's really good. I had the distinct pleasure of being an observer for the performance yesterday, and I was really impressed with how you have the different dancers each do their different style of dance. Mm-hmm. Like these are all styles of dance that are seen at most powwows, but you don't see them, you know, one person doing, like, you had the jingle dancer out there. Quentin here does a hoop dance. And these are all, like, individually, they seem like quite hard dances to master. Is that, do you do this, like, as a hoop dancer, do you do that hoop dancing all the time? You never do, say, fancy dancing, or?
Not really. For the hoop dancing, I've been doing it for about 4 years. And in that 4 years, I've done a lot of work with it, a lot of practice, and working with the company. I also dance grass dance style, and I started off as a traditional dancer at first. So actually, I kind of evolved with the dancing. Like, I like the dance, and like, I tried different styles. And right now, my style I'm doing is grass dance, and maybe in the future I'll change to fancy dance.
Oh, okay. So you can change your style of dancing. Find that you do that. Like, I guess as your personality evolves, or like the way you. Is there anything that motivates you to change your dance style?
Sore feet.
Uh-huh. Just that I, the different, just to try a new style, to, like, you know, change, like, you know, I've been doing traditional for the last 4 years, and then, like, I still like doing traditional, I'll probably go back to it, but then I like to be able to vary and, like, you know, be able to dance these other different styles too, because it's fun dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like grass dance style, and for now I'll try and dance grass for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really that hard to change, because it's pretty well all the time with the drum beat, and then it just got to pick up the different beats and the different styles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty well all the time with the drum beat, and that I got.
Good. And Lee, you're a traditional dancer.
Well, I suppose you put a label on, yeah, but really. The style of dancing I do is the prairie chicken dance style, very common to our area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Native dance on the Great Plains, when we're little kids, we learn to dance, you know, watching everybody and sort of imitating what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time when you have to be initiated into to have the right to dance. You know, and almost all of our dancers have gone through that initiation at one time in their lives. You know, to have the right to dance. My style of dancing, well, prairie chicken dance, but, you know, the more modern adaptation of it is traditional dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to talk a little bit about maybe how our mm-hmm. our company actually works. You know, the idea of starting this company was back in 1985, just sort of the initiative of, I suppose, of myself, really. I saw this sort of idea work in New Zealand, you know, with the native people of that country, the Maori people. They took young people who otherwise wouldn't have anything, you know, these are ones that may be in trouble with the law or you know, low education, unemployed, maybe some, there's a lot of solo parents as well involved, you know, and it sort of gave, all they did was really expand on something that they knew I'd do, and that was naturally sing, you know. Well, for Native people, I thought it would work very good because something we always liked naturally doing is dancing. You know, so that's how I adapted it. And I thought, well, I got to take the, not look for the best dancers around and have a group like that, but take people that are common and, you know, everyday people, whoever wants to. You know, we kind of have open door policy. If a person really wants to come into our company and dance, then we allow for them. And after, you know, after a while, they kind of feel that maybe they want to stay with us and keep going. But when they come in, it's kind of like boot camp. You know, we mold them and shape them where we want them to be. You know, but it's a lot of personal growth that they see.
That yeah. they go through,
yeah.
Yeah, I can see that there isn't definitely a cultural emphasis on that growth that with the people, with your troop.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of nations represented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have, I noticed it was Salish.
Salish
Nation and the Shuswap
yeah.
Nation.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, you know, I know that they're not indigenous to Alberta.
Yeah.
You know, they're from British Columbia.
Yeah. Well, for the majority of our dancers, they just come right out of the woodwork and they approach us and say they have nothing that they're doing and, you know, could they stay for a while? And that's really how we get a lot of our dancers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really go out and recruit dancers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just allow for the people to come find us, really.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'll pass it back over to Mike and we'll continue this interview after.
Okay, I just had a question for Lee there. I understand you did 320 schools last year.
Yesterday.
Yeah. By the way, it was. But anyways, do you see as this going into the school system, and what's your feelings in dealing with the school system?
Well, we've never really had any negative experiences with school systems. Each school board or school district is really different. You know, there's no, all across Canada, there's no really one set way they do things. But I think what we really sell them on a point is, well, we're presenting something that is common to all Native people, and that's the ability to share a little bit of their lives. You know, all these years in the past century, you know, everything's been sort of put under the rule of government and all these things, you know, when the churches came in and had boarding schools and all of that, you know, they kind of tried to implement something that was very foreign, you know, and now it's sort of, maybe you call it a renaissance or whatever, but, you know, I think a lot of school boards and, you know, the Canadian population in general sees the importance of Native people and their traditions that they held long time ago, you know, and they've still retained to this point, you know, so we've always been welcomed wherever we've gone. You know, last year we did a tour of 80 schools in Saskatchewan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and three five schools weeks. A day, and sometimes you travel 100 miles in one day. You know, you just dance first thing in the morning, you just pack up everything, go drive an hour to the next one, and you have 5 minutes to get ready and do that one, and then you can stop for a 20-minute lunch and then go to the next town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really enjoy your lunch, eh? Okay, with that, we're going to take a little break here with some music from Mark Beachy, Ojibwe from Northern Ontario, with some of his music here.